I might get it.
That was pity. Not the singing, but the Redeemer of all ages, the God of the universe, has redeemed our souls from hell. We miss hell. Heaven is our home. Our name's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and that we're on our way to heaven.
Amen.
I tell you what, we it ought to strike a little bit of emotion in our heart this morning when we think about praising Him this morning. And if He was at a ball game, we sure wouldn't have a problem jumping up and shouting if our grandson hit a home run.
That's right.
Now, amen. I got every grandparent in here to make laughs if a grandkid hit a home run.
That's right.
Jesus hit a home run on Mount Calvary.
Amen.
He knocked it out of the park. I'm here to tell you, I don't have to go to hell today because of what He done on Mount Calvary. I'm saved and on my way to heaven, and we ought to praise Him a little bit.
Amen.
Gary, let's sing that verse again, see if we can't pick it up a little bit. Praise the Lord.
Just the precious name of Jesus is worthy of our praise. Let us bow our knees before Him, our hands to Him to raise. When He comes in clouds of glory, with Him to ever reign, let's just lift our happy voices and praise His name. Let's just praise.
Here this morning, so we're going to do 237.
That's a good one.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
They search through heaven.
Let's all stand and turn to page 58.
Praise the Lord. Are you glad to be saved today?
Amen.
Amen. I'd rather be here in the best jail around, wouldn't you? Best hospital. Praise the Lord. I'd probably rather be here than the best restaurant. Amen. Now that's a lot for this old boy. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Ain't it good to be saved? I don't know. I'm just excited about going to heaven. I'm on my way to heaven. How about you? I may just howl on and preach here in a minute. I'm going to heaven. I don't have to go to hell no more. That's why I got a smile this morning. I feel horrible. Didn't even feel like coming, but glory, hallelujah, I'm saved on my way to heaven. And boy, I've got everything. I got heaven to gain and hell to shun. Praise the Lord. That's something to stomp your foot about. In. That's better than a home run. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Anyone have anything on your heart this morning? Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else have anything?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now see, that's a truth you can sink your teeth into right there. Glory. Hallelujah. Who else has got something this morning? Anyone else have anything? Obey the Lord this morning. Let's just have church.
Amen.
I'm liable to throw my watch away. I'll tell you what, if we be obedient to the Lord and when we come together and follow the leading of the Spirit, we can have services that the people will be lined up knocking the door down to get in. They say something going on down there. That bunch is crazy. Let's go see what's happening.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I've got a message this morning, and if the Lord lays anything on your heart, just have at it.
I'll sit down.
We'll have church. But I want to talk about we are family. We're going to open up the doors for church membership, and Sister Elder hadn't got to talk to me, and I talked to her a minute ago. She's wanting to join also, so we've got four going to join this morning. But we're talking about family a little bit this morning. And I like family. I remember, don't want to get too emotional this morning, but I remember my father-in-law had a, their house had burned, and they were staying with Rhonda and I, and he had a bad stroke one morning. And I was on my way to work, and Rhonda had called and come back, and got to the hospital, made her way in to see him. The whole family was gathered around the bed. I never will forget, he looked up at me and he said, it's good to have good family. It's good to have good family. Boy, it's good to have good family this morning. Good to be in a great family. Boy, it's good to be in this church family. I have to tell you what, I'm so blessed that I just feel more home here than anywhere I've ever been. Church I grew up in. I thank God for that. But boy, I'm glad I'm part of the big family. The universal family of God. That I'm part of that family. I thank God for that this morning. I tell you, I don't think we really get a hold of what it means to be part of the family of God. I believe we get a little bit of touch of it, but we really don't know.
Amen.
I'm going to try to explain a few things this morning, and talking about the family. And Romans 8, chapter 15, if you would turn with me there. I want to read verse 15 of Romans chapter 8. It's talking about Christians this morning. This is talking about people that's saved and on their way to heaven. If you would stand with me, Romans 8:15. When you find your place, say amen.
Amen.
For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your blessings. We thank you for the family of God. So thankful that we're in that family. So thankful the day you saved my soul. So thankful of the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God upon my heart. Lord, I'm so thankful that you still take me to the woodshed when I get out of line. I'm so thankful that I'm yours. And every time you whip me, that just tells me even more that I'm yours. And Lord, and I thank you, God, for the blessings in my life. I thank you for this church. I thank you for my wife. And God, I'm so glad to be, I could be called the Son of God. Praise your holy name, and thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The Bible said here that you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. Slavery is ruled by fear. When the children of Israel was in Egyptian bondage, it was a fear of being beaten. It was a fear of being killed. It was a fear of being thrown in a grave down there somewhere that kept them under the taskmaster's hand the whole time they was there. When we're enslaved by sin, we're enslaved by the fear. The same way the fear that grips our souls. And I tell you, if you look over in the book of Revelation, and it talks about the ones that's going to hell, and the fearful is in among that number. The apostle here says that we are now, have not received that bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption. The Spirit, we have been brought in to the family of God by the Holy Spirit of God. Woo! If you ain't gonna shout, I will. We have been part of the family of God by the Holy Spirit of God. We are now being brought in and brought out of bondage into the family and brought in through the Spirit of God, and they're now called the sons and daughters of the living God, the Most High of the universe. The word here, adoption, a lot of times we don't understand it in our language today, but back then, I'm going to try to get the grip of what this word means. It has two truths, and they're inseparable. They go together. The first truth of this adoption is regeneration. We know as the new birth. Jesus, what was it Jesus said in John chapter 3? Ye must be born again. That's the truth of one of the big spiritual truths of adoption. You must be born again. It's got to be a time in your life that you've called on Jesus to come into your heart, forgive you of your sins, and cleanse you from unrighteousness, and make you a child of the living God. And when we accept Jesus as our Savior, we are then born again. We are literally become children of God. Woo! You missed it there. We are literally children, not metaphorically, not figuratively, literally a child of God when we've asked Jesus. His blood is so powerful. Glory, hallelujah, that it cleanses us and writes our name down in glory.
Glory, hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Do you believe Jesus is the Savior of your soul? Have you asked him to forgive you of your sins? Have you asked him to come into your heart? Have you asked him to be the Lord of your life? Well, guess what? You're a child of God. Woo! Praise the name of the Lord. The truth of regeneration is a new birth. The old man's gone away. The new man has come about. The best thing I ever did do when I took off the old coat and I put on the new. Boy, there's an old song right there. Praise the Lord. But the twin to this is the doctrine of adoption. We have regeneration, but then the adoption is it. These words work together. Adoption here. Let me read Galatians 4, 6, and 7. And because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of the Son, His Son, into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. We got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit right here working together to take us to heaven. Glory, hallelujah. See, regeneration and rebirth means that we are literally a child of God. But adoption means you're legally a child of God. See, it's one thing to be literal, but then legally. In this time, adoption was used that the Romans and the Greeks had a ceremony that they adopted their own flesh. See, we think of adoption as being someone that's not of the blood and of the flesh and the family being brought into the family. But the word in this time, there was actually, it meant the placing of a son. Now, it works both ways. We're engrafted in. But the Roman boys, until they were after their 14th birthday, was not legally a son. Was not legally able to do business of the family. Was not able to stand instead for his father. He had not reached manhood yet. He was a child. He was not, did not have the inheritance rights yet. He did not have the voting rights, as you might say. He hadn't got to that point yet. And this word goes to that, and until he became a legal adult. And they had a ceremony that was called the toga virilis. They would take a toga off the back of the adult and place it on to the back of a child. He was at that point a full-fledged adult male son. All the inheritance, every privilege of the family was now granted unto him. Now this is the same word that we this morning have been adopted. We have been granted all the privileges of being a son of God. So much, I just read you a verse that said, we are now heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. I don't know about you, but Rhonda and I has a checking account, a joint checking account. There ain't a whole lot of money in it. But if there's $2 in it, guess what? And I used to say one was hers and one was mine. I could write for one, but I can write for both of them. And she can write for both of them. Whatever amount Jesus can write a check, I can too. Well, glory. I can too. I can write the same amount as he does in his name, under his authority, through his power. If I don't tear the church down first. Glory, hallelujah. I tell you, does that get you excited this morning? A Sunday school teacher once was signing children up, and she asked two boys their birthdays, and they were brothers. One of the boys said, we're both 7. Said, my birthday's April the 8th, 2004. My brother's birthday's April the 20th, 2004. And the teacher was confused and said, that's impossible. One of the boys said, well, you see, we're adopted. One of us is adopted. And she said, well, which one? And they looked at each other and grinned, and they said, well, we asked our daddy that not too long ago, and he said he loved both of us, and he forgot which one of us was adopted. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. Ain't you glad God's forgot which one of us is adopted? When he looks at you, he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ upon your life. That's all that you have to answer to, is what Jesus has done.
everything that I've done in the past at the bottom of the sea, as far as the east is from the west, all he sees is Jesus hanging on the cross when he looks at me. Woo! Boy, that's good stuff. You're just going to help me shout a little bit. The Bible says if we don't praise him, the rocks will cry out. Amen. Alfred Cutshaw said, I don't want no rock crying for me, do you? Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't even know where I am. Bible here then says, goes on to say, whereby we cry. I never had really thought about that word cry. Whereby we cry, Abba Father. That word cry don't mean sitting and crying and tears running down our eyes. That word cry means scream, shout, exuberance, joy. Said, whereby we, woo! That's the best way I could describe that word. Hey man, you know what you're talking about when you do that. He said, whereby we don't say, oh boy, I'm a child of God. He said, we shout it, we sing it, we praise it, we bring it out, and we let everybody know who we are. Glory, hallelujah, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. And the word Abba, Father, see, that's an emphatic, excitement, emotional word. And I want to share something with you. When we get what the Spirit of God has really done and what God's done in our lives, you're going to get emotional. Amen. Some of us may never get it down here. It may be till we get to heaven before it really sinks in. Probably all of us. I won't go ahead and start practicing. No, I don't want to have to get there. Somebody teach me how to pray. Come over here, Tim. I'm going to show you how to praise a little bit. They'd probably give me David. Come over here. Let me show you how to dance. Woo, glory. I'll dance a little bit. Praise the name of the Lord. I tell you, we ought to get excited when we think about the things of God. There's one thing about David. I like to talk about David a lot. There's one thing about him. He messed up. He's an old rough boy. But I tell you what, when he got the victory, he didn't care to cut loose and dance a little bit. He didn't care to praise the Lord and exalt him and lift him up to where he ought to be. The word Abba is a Chaldee word for the Father. And they have here, they've used two different languages. They used the Chaldee word, Abba, and used the Greek word for the Father. And in the Syriac Aramaic writings, they wrote this to say, the Father is our Father. The Chaldee word goes deep, and it gets down to the personal, the one, the favorite. And he said, the Father is my Father. I don't know about you. The God, the one that said, let there be light, is my daddy. The one that said, let the waters be separated from the waters beneath, is my daddy. The one that gave them power to part the Red Sea when they come out of Egypt is our daddy. That's why the Bible said, come before the throne of grace that you might obtain mercy. Come boldly before the throne that God will bless you. We don't have to come scared. We don't have to come under bondage. We can come as an adult child and stand before God and say, God, I'm here again. I need you and I want you to do a work in my life. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh, what a Savior. What a Savior. Glory to the Lamb of God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. There ain't no place on earth that I'd rather be right here today than heaven.
Amen.
Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Somebody forgot to tell her how bad she's had it. Cancer ain't nothing when you're a child of God, is it, sister?
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Oh, I can't imagine a glorified body. I won't get tardy and I can just praise Him.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Well, glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Oh, thank you, God.
This is such a special saying of affection.
Praise the Lord.
It's the exact words that Jesus used in Mark chapter 14 when he was in the garden. And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me, but nevertheless, not that I will, what I will, but what thou will. What a special affection, Abba, Father. He said this morning we can shout at the top of our lungs, the Father is our Father.
Amen.
You know what I say? Devil, get a load of that. Amen.
Amen.
He's beat on me long enough. I don't know about you. I get tired of it.
Amen. Me too, brother.
I'm sick of it.
Yes.
Devil, you ain't got a place. And they said this is the house of the children of God. And you get out of here in the name of Jesus. We tell you to leave under the authority and the power of the Bible in Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In Galatians 4 and 7, he says, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. We're no longer servants, we're sons. I believe we forget who we are sometimes. We forget whose family we're in. And when we get to living like somebody else's family, like I preached on the prodigal last week or week before, when he realized who his family was, he hightailed it back to daddy.
Amen.
He said, even if he works me like a slave, he's going to be fair and just to me, and I'll have something to eat. And when we get off on the side a little bit and we get out from where we ought to be, then we glance back and we see daddy, we say, boy, it's a whole lot better at daddy's house. It's a whole lot better, even if I had to be a slave. It's a whole lot better than the pig pen.
Amen.
Glory, hallelujah.
God is our Father. Aren't you glad to be in the family?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. I've got my notes messed up. When we think of the family of God, I can't help but think of that song. I'm so glad I'm a part of the family of God. My favorite part of that song, though, is I'm unworthy to be here. But praise God, I belong.
Amen.
That's the way I feel about being a preacher. I'm unworthy to stand behind this desk up here. But that's where I belong this morning. That's where He placed me. And He looked over all of my failures and my shortcomings. And He said, boy, I'm going to put some preach in you. And I'm going to use you. And you're not going to be the best example, but you're going to preach the gospel. Well, glory, hallelujah. What a blessing has been bestowed upon us. How many remember the old story Cheers, their old show Cheers that used to come on? It's all right to say you watched it. The preacher watched it too. You remember in the song and the thing about it? It's where everybody knows your name. The door would open up and they'd say, hey, Norm! Or Phil, I believe was the name. And then they'd say, shut the door, where the light got in. But see, deep down, we want to belong somewhere. Deep down inside, we want to belong. Every human being needs to belong somewhere. It's reported that the United States is the loneliest country in the world. 40% of Americans are lonely. That's an astounding number. More people can identify with characters on TV than with their neighbor. We're lonely. And people's hungering and looking for fellowship. That's why the world is so enticing that it's given that fellowship and that community. There was an older woman went stood in line to buy two stamps, and she stood in a long line, and when she got up to the front, the guy ran the register said, lady, why did you stand in line? You could go right over here at this machine and buy a book of 20. And she said, that machine don't ask me about my arthritis. That's what's wrong. We got too many machines today. It's hard to even talk to anybody on telephone anymore. You either text or you get a voicemail or you get this, or you get that, and you get to run around. You can't talk to a human. You'd be on the phone 2 hours to get to talk to a human in some companies. Amen? She said, I don't want a machine. I want somebody that's going to ask me about my arthritis. That's where we are. That's who we are. We long to be in a family. We long to be in with a group. In Ephesians 2:19, the Bible says, now therefore ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. And if we're Christians, we belong. We have somewhere to go on Sunday nights. We've got somewhere to go on Wednesday nights. We got somewhere to go on Tuesday nights. And guess what? We got somewhere to go every night of the week. Or you're just a phone call away. This group right here, I guarantee you can call either one of them and they'll talk with you. And by the time that you hang the phone up, you'll be encouraged. Aren't you glad to be part of the household of God? part of the living God. I am so thankful that I belong in the family of God. Because of Jesus and His suffering, I'm no longer a stranger. I'm no longer a temporary citizen in the land. I am now identified with Christ. Whew. Is that heavy or what? We are now saints of God. And when the devil says, you ain't nothing, you're a dirty, rotten sinner, look at him and clear your throat and say, that's who I used to be. When the devil comes to you and torturing you like he's going to, after I felt the Spirit in here, he's going to be on you with both feet after a while, and he tries to remind you of your past, you're not in the family of God. You did this. You're not family of God. Just tell him, take him back to the day you got saved. Take him back to the altar, wherever you got saved, and then remind him of his future. That'll put him down the road. I'm going to heaven, devil. You're going to hell. Have you read Revelation 20 lately? Amen? We are identified with Jesus Christ. Not only do we get salvation, we have eternal life begins now. We have forgiveness of sins. We have found grace and mercy. We experience His healing and power in our bodies. We find a purpose and a plan for our lives.
Amen.
And nothing can separate us from the love of God.
Amen.
Woo! Praise the Lord. Folks, we get excited about. He'll never fail you and never forsake you. He said, yea, I'll go with you until the end of the world. I can't make you that promises, but He can.
Amen.
If you ever think about walking away from Him, look what you're leaving.
Amen.
See, if you're here this morning, you're not part of that household of God. We can do something about that. You may have been kind of drifting away. Today's a good day to come on back. Get in good standings with the family. Boy, I'm glad to be part of the family of God, ain't you? Praise the Lord. Let's pray. Father, we thank You.